expenses. You know, I got to cut my expenses back. You can't get rich doing that. You cannot tell me one rich person, not real wealth. You can't show me one wealthy person that has ever created wealth cutting expenses. It's wrong information. And what I'm suggesting to you do is let's get your organization, yourself, your family, even your family. How many of you got kids? Do your kids have your business cards? Are they passing them out of school? Why not? Kid's 8 years old, he's not working yet? What's wrong with him, man? What's wrong? Man, I want to, can I get an Xbox? Sure you can, little dude. You want an Xbox? How many you want, my brother? See, I get you one every week. What I got to do? Give out my business cards. Give me some business. You want some new shoes? Give me some business. We run a hair salon? When's the last time you brought me some traffic, man? Right? You know people. You go to school with people. All they do is give you the flu. Right? Why don't you bring me some business back? Okay? So I have a client that they call me. We do a presentation for them. And they're like, you know what, Grant? In the close. Now, we're not selling anymore. Now we're in the close. Everybody understand? Those are two different arts. Would you agree? Two different arts completely. One's a date. One's a commitment. Okay? One's a selling. I'm selling. I'm promoting. I'm promising. I'm telling them what I'm going to do. I'm building value. And the other one is, let's roll. Let's lean on the pen. Client tells me, Grant, we got to wait till the economy gets better. I said, hey, man, come on. Huh? See, first you got to do this. You got to smile with it. Oh. Everybody try this. Oh. Okay? You want to agree with people. Agree with them first. It's a basic rule of selling. Always, always, always agree with your client first. Always agree, regardless of, it's too much money. Hey, I'm with you. I knew that before you did. Right? You're doing dental implants. They're $14,000. 14 grand, that's a lot of money. I knew that before you did. Right? See, but you got to have an attitude, man. You're going to have an attitude about it. My other dentist that I've used for years, you know, they'll do it for this much money. Sir, I don't come with that package. Okay? See, but at that moment, you gotta be crystal about what your job is. Your job is to close a transaction now. Okay? I'm with a client that says, my old dentist, what's he doing with me? You with me? The dentist I've used for years is less money. What's he doing letting me interview him about his teeth? Okay? He's not happy with his dentist anymore. He wouldn't be shopping. Would you agree? It's not a long story now. Okay? That was in the sales process. Sir, I understand that. I'm with you. Okay? You're more money than my... I understand. I don't come with that package. I come with this package. This is the right thing to do. Sign here. See, this is what you guys are missing out on. You're missing out on this finish. Okay? Let's do this. Will you pressure me? No, sir, I'm not pressuring you. I'm telling you to sign right there. Is there anything wrong with that? Is it the right product? Am I the right company? Am I going to take care of them? Then tell them to do it. What are you worried about? Look, if it's the right thing, do it. We got to think about it. Thought takes that long. Takes that long to think about something. I need you to make a decision. Sign right there. You better be sold on your product right now. Would you agree? You better be freaking 150% sold all the way to your core on what you're doing. Well, Grant, we can get this cheaper down the street. I know that, sir. I knew that before you did. I've been doing this 17 years. Okay? Sign right there. See what I'm doing? Well, you're not my height. I wanted a guy 6'3". I'm with you. Lay down. Myths of selling. Number one, salespeople are born. This is a myth. I was not born a salesperson. I was born a baby. All right? Number two, you either got it or you don't have it. How many heard that before? You either got it, some people got it, and some people don't got it. Okay? Number three, salespeople depend on the economy. Economy's good. Salespeople can do good. Economy's not good. Look, the economy is actually created by salespeople. Where salespeople are effective, economies are built. Number four, sales is a pure numbers game. Okay? Is it a numbers game? What do you think? No. It is a numbers game. I mean, I got to be in front of number one. I got to be in front of somebody. Okay? But the truth is, it's not just a numbers game. How effective? How many of you know salespeople that are in front of hundreds of people and not effective? How many of you believe this? The long